In the wake of a weak cold front that moved across the region last evening and overnight, a cooler and less humid air mass has begun to move in. Cool Canadian high pressure is building in from the Great Lakes today, and it'll bring us a couple of gorgeous, if not slightly cooler than normal days leading into the holiday weekend. Some fair weather cumulus clouds will pop up today, mainly over the higher elevations, as a busy breeze out of the northwest ushers in the new and refreshing air mass. High temperatures will peak in the low to mid-70s, with dew points falling back into the 50s, making for a noticeably less humid feel to the air as the day progresses. As the high begins to crest over the region, we'll have a calm and cool night under clear skies with lows in the 50s and 40s. As the high builds gradually to the east into New England, tomorrow we'll have another sunny, comfortable late summer day with temperatures running just below normal, peaking once again in the low and mid-70s. As the high continues to move east, clouds may begin to increase heading overnight into our Saturday as a warm front approaches from the Ohio Valley, with a more southerly flow picking up around the backside of the high-pressure system. Even with the warm front moving through, the chances of showers or storms won't really increase until late Saturday, and even then they'll be mainly to the north and west of the capital region. With the more southerly flow, temperatures look like they'll tip back up slightly above average, with highs in the low 80s and dew points expected to rise as well. Unseasonably warm and humid conditions are expected through the holiday weekend and into midweek as a sprawling area of high pressure stays well out over the Atlantic, with a cold front creeping toward us from the northwest. At this point, it looks like the front won't quite make it through the area until at least the middle of the week. Temperatures will vary slightly day to day, highs ranging from the low 70s to the low 80s on Saturday, the mid 70s to the upper 80s on Sunday, the lower 70s to the middle 80s on Labor Day, the mid 70s to the upper 80s again on Tuesday, and the low 70s to mid 80s again on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. Scattered strong thunderstorm activity is possible today along a stalled front across the middle Missouri Valley, southward into the southern high plains. Additionally, but more widely scattered, strong storms are possible along the front from the middle Atlantic coast into the lower Ohio and middle Mississippi valleys. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low on Wednesday of 25 degrees at Bodie State Park in California to a high Wednesday afternoon of 112 degrees, of course, at Death Valley, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, a sunny day with a high in the middle 80s, a busy northerly wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees, northwest winds from 10 to 15 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, a gorgeous, mostly sunny day, cool though, with a high near 70 and a northwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 78 degrees with a record of 98 set in 1948. Normal minimum temperature is 58 degrees with a record of 42 set in 1982. Sunrise and sunset data for today, August the 28th, sunrise at 6:16 a.m. Sunset will come at 7:36 p.m. And for tomorrow, August the 29th, sunrise at 6:17 a.m. and sunset at 7:35 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly to mostly sunny today with highs in the middle 70s, a north wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, cooler with lows in the mid 40s, a north wind 5 to 10 in the evening, becoming light and variable overnight. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with a high near 80 and a northwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly clear, cooler tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly to mostly sunny today with highs in the middle 70s and a northwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s, winds diminishing to near 5 miles an hour after midnight. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, Partly to mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s and a northwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour, increasing to around 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 in the afternoon. And tonight, mostly clear, cooler, lows in the upper 40s, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, diminishing to near 5 miles an hour after midnight. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s and a northwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, cooler, lows in the lower 50s, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, diminishing to around 5 miles an hour after midnight. Your extended forecast region-wide for Friday, sunny and gorgeous, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms possible, temperatures in the low and mid 80s. Monday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms, especially later in the day, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. And Tuesday, partly sunny with a high in the low and mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.